Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Gross. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Gross. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Crone. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ray Crone. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays who is chasing the ball. Bailey reaches third base with a triple. Post goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is hit by the pitch. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hook. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Hook steals second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey scores. Hook moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Reds. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hook scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Gross moves to second. Jim Davis now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Davis. Gross moves to third. Temple moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Virgil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to third. Virgil moves to second. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Jim Davis. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Kurt Barkley now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops it up and throws to first, with Gross covering, for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barkley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Virgil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum strikes out. One out. Kurt Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops it up and throws to first, with Gross covering, for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McMillan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Westrum and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raycat pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to second. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Kurt Barkley. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. Cat moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Raycat now catching. Marv Grissom now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to second. Tom Acker now pitching. Don Mueller pinch hits for Ozzie Virgil. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Catt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Mueller now playing right field. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Tom Acker. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.